The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach on the air, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited. I got a lot of information I'll be talking about this week that I feel if you just listen to it, if you apply it, will radically change your life. I'm not joking. Dead serious. If you apply this information, I've stacked this show with information this week that can radically transform your health if you let it, right? Transform your health and your life, because I'm going to go over the top things to stop people from being happy about life, the top reasons. And I'm going to get into how to overcome them, because it's very simple. And I'm not going to talk about how to take pills to overcome it. I'll tell you how to overcome it naturally. That's always the best way. I'm going to start off, though, with the blunt truth. And these are the top reasons people do not do what they know how to do to be healthier. So it's psychology, environment, habit, not lack of information. And it's real important to understand this. We all know we could be doing better. We all could be working harder. And by working harder, I don't mean like more energy. I mean working smarter if we just apply the right principles. I find more people spend more energy on their excuses than trying to find the solutions. That works across the board. More people are spending more energy on excuses than solutions. So I'm going to get into a few things that are real powerful once you understand these things, and hopefully you can shake these mindsets free, get rid of these, so I could enter in with information that will really help change your life in a couple moments. So number one, comfort is more powerful than conviction. Comfort's more powerful than conviction. People value short-term comfort over long-term benefit. So the dopamine hit from junk food, scrolling, skipping the gym wins out over the delayed payoff of discipline. So pleasure trumps principle 9 times out of 10. I view it as treading water. You know, you're out there treading water and you have your head above the water, you're breathing, everything's really, really good. You can breathe, you're happy. Then all of a sudden you give up on the effort and your head goes under the water, you can't breathe. You say, I need to work real hard to get my head back above the water. So you live between this head above water, head below water mindset. When about 100 yards to your right, there's an island. So if you put forth a little more effort now to get to the island, life would be much better for the rest of it. But that's why comfort's more powerful than conviction. Next thing, and this has some truth, man. I'll tell you, it has some truth, but people are exhausted. Stress, work, kids, bills, most people are running on fumes. And when you're depleted, your willpower is non-existent. So the deal is you need to get your health back. You have more energy, more ability to focus, more emotional energy, and then exhaustion dies down. I find most people aren't exhausted. They're lacking motivation. So when you become motivated, exhaustion starts to fall by the wayside. But life can be hard. Some people are truly exhausted. I'm not trying to minimize that, but you can really overcome this too. This is a big thing too. People normalize feeling poorly. You normalize it. Say, this is just my life. You don't even know what feeling good feels like. I have so many patients come to see me and they're so much healthier. And I say, I didn't even know what it was like to be healthier. They never felt that way their whole life. So when you're feeling bloated, stiff, foggy, tired, that becomes your baseline. And there's no urgency to change. You feel that's just normal. And you're fighting for something that helps you feel a little bit better instead of trying to get much better. So people adapt to mediocrity until something breaks. Then they call it aging instead of consequence. Say, just mediocrity, and I'm just getting older. That's why. You know, I'm getting older. I have these issues, and I'm going to call BS on that, because for the most part, if you're getting older and you have these issues, you can overcome that easily. We have people go through our weight loss protocol, and within a month, a lot of these aging things that they thought they had, they're gone. It's amazing. You know, for decades, you've been developing these aging sensations, helping to normalize feeling lousy, and they're going in within a month. So it's real radical. Next one is no accountability or community. And human follows that we follow tribes. So you have tribes that you live within. When everyone around you eats like trash, sits all day and jokes about being tired, you're going to mirror it. So I like the idea, you know, get the 5 closest people around you to be the most excellent people you can have around you. Those people will inspire you to make change, be more successful, have better relationships, all the stuff that leads to a higher quality life. People expect motivation, not discipline. So they wait to feel like it. And the newsflash is that rarely comes. You know, feeling like going to the gym, feeling like eating better doesn't really happen. Successful people, they act that way they act away into motivation, not the other way around. So you really need to know that you need to, you know, be disciplined. Discipline doesn't need motivation. Discipline carries you forth anyway. Next one is they underestimate how broken the environment is. Fast food, every corner, screens hijacking attention, poor sleep cycles, toxic marketing, the systems designed for convenience, not health. So you have to know that what's right doesn't mean much if your environment constantly pushes you the other way. Big thing is you lack a clear why. This is big. I say when your why is big enough, all your hows take care of themselves. So all the ways to get it better or have that why comes true, they'll just take care of themselves. So you need to have a big, big why. You know, yeah, your mind needs a real reason. You know, I want to be lighter and healthier so I could be here for my kids longer. You know, I could watch my kids get married. I can be a better spouse to my wife or husband. You have to get a big why. A big why isn't looking better in a bikini or going on a vacation. It's about trying to be better, like not wanting to be like your dad. You know, you need to walk your daughter down the aisle. Stuff like that, they're real whys. So all these things, chasing quick fixes, you know, you fail before, so you stop trusting it. They happen. These things happen all the time, but we need to get bigger than that. We're more important than that. We're more capable than that. And it's very, very cool to try to figure this out. So I went over the 10 major health issues that people are dealing with in our country. And I'm going to go over the first five really. And they're all overcomable. I'm going to show you how to overcome every one of these things shortly, but obesity and excess weight. So the average person has around 42% obesity. So, I mean, average Americans, 42% obese. So obesity doesn't just raise the risk of other diseases. It interferes with your mobility, your energy, your self-image. You have joint health issues, sleep problems, overall daily functional issues. So it's very, very important to overcome these things. I'm going to go over how in a minute. High blood pressure, right? High blood pressure is a big issue. And I'm going to go over the number one thing in research that, you know, can help you overcome this thing. So I'm going to tell you that in a minute as well. Arthritis, musculoskeletal pain. These are the top five things that most Americans worry about as far as their health and how they feel. Next thing is mental health issues, depression, anxiety, stress, isolation. So, and next one's metabolic disease. So I'm going to try to break these down and I'm going to try to break down, you know, how they come about. And I'm going to get into the first thing right off the bat. I'm going to get into two topics. I'm going to get into improving the function of your body, which is real powerful, right? If you can improve the function of your body, I'm not going to make it hard. I'm going to make it a lot about lateral moves because just eating something different can help you. And if you change what you're eating every week, you change one thing and it doesn't even have to be bad. You can change like, you know, Skippy peanut butter for natural almond butter, right? It's a simple lateral move and it tastes just as good, if not better, but you're healthier. So the first thing is, you know, I'm going to get into restoring function to your body because this is the one biggest thing that people miss the mark on. And quite honestly, they've been told to miss the mark on this. They've been led to miss the mark on this. So when you think about function, it's about brain-body connection. Your brain controls every function in your body. Every cell in your body is influenced and run by your brain. Everything you eat travels up to your brain. Your brain interprets information, sends information back down to your body. So I'm going to get into how to get it better. I'm going to start off with the biggest thing for corrective care for your spine, because your spine houses your spinal cord. And your brain and spine are completely wrapped in bone, the most protected things in your body for a reason, because your body's very smart and ultimately it's been made properly. It's made incredibly and it's made to protect those two things. So the first thing is I'm going to get into is people feel that getting adjusted, taking care of their spine is simply for back pain. So if you get adjusted, it's simply for back pain. And that's completely wrong, right? Insurance companies, drug advertisers, even parts of the mainstream medicine has boxed chiropractic care into pain management to keep it non-threatening, you know, to not threaten their treatments for helping people to deal with issues through medications. They sort of box chiropractic care into a corner saying it's about pain management. And you need to understand it's about your nervous system connection. It's if you understand more about your nervous system connection, you can depend less on pills. So your spine's the wiring harness for your entire body. Alignments, your spine being out of alignment affects your energy, your focus, your digestion, your mood, your immunity. Every function of your body is impacted by how your back's running. So if your spine's out of optimal position where it should be, you're developing disease. You might not notice it in 10, 20, 30 years, but you're developing disease. Now, I'll tell you what. While I say chiropractic isn't just for back pain, it works phenomenally with pain. It works better than the medications because the medications can help with the pain momentarily, but over time, your pain grows worse by taking the medication. So if you take care of the cause of why you have that pain, then ultimately your body's going to work better, function better, heal better, and be better. Next thing, the next misunderstanding is if your pain's gone, you're fine. We've been sold this bill of goods for decades. If your pain's gone, you're perfectly fine. And the painkiller industry has made people believe no pain equals healthy. Sells a lot of drugs, but it keeps the root cause uncorrected. You know, so the reality is pain's just the alarm system. It tells you what's going on in your body. It's a light in your dashboard telling you to check your engine. So, you know, if you silence it, especially with a medication, you know, you're silencing the fire alarm while the fire is burning. I like this story. Someone told me, they said, you know, if you're in a hotel and you're on the 10th floor and you get a call saying the building's on fire, if you don't smell any smoke yet, it's down in the lobby. It's going to go up to that floor and it's going to take everybody out, right? But the building's on fire. So if you're a good person, you go to all the doors in that hallway and you knock on the door and say, hey, the building's on fire. You need to get out of here. And if someone says to you, I don't smell smoke. What the heck are you talking about? Leave me alone. Are you going to sit there and say, please understand it's on fire, you need to leave? Or are you going to say, I told you, I have 1,000 more doors to knock on, you know, I need to move on? And that's the way pain works, right? You say, you know, I don't feel any pain yet. I'm great. You know, I have no issues. The main thing is, if your body's working really, really well, you won't develop that pain or problem. But if you're not taking care of the reason for the pain, it can develop into other issues as well. Your health issues that the pain's alerting you to will grow more and more, and it can develop more, you know, health problems and lead to poorer lives. Bad posture is normal. That's the myth, right? Bad posture is normal. And, you know, the modern work culture convinced people that stiffness, tech neck, fatigue are just part of adult life. And companies design ergonomic chairs instead of promoting spinal health. And the reality is every inch of that your head drifts forward. So if you sit at a desk, you drive a lot, every inch that your head drifts forward, it strains the neck and the back. So it doubles the weight of your head that you're holding up. So if you go 2 inches forward, your head could be 20 to 30 pounds, 3 inches, 30 to 45 pounds. And over time, that cuts off oxygen, blood flow, and nerve supply, increases pain sensation throughout your body with a forward head carry. So it creates more pain, less oxygen, which is so important for healing. They say, you know, even cancer requires less oxygen. So more oxygen you have reaching your body, less chance of even developing those diseases. Blood flow, nerve supply. So important to have your head over your shoulders. I'm going to give you one pro tip today, trying to handle this. And if you have your head in front of your shoulders, I'm going to have you tuck your chin in, right? Tuck your chin in towards your chest and try to slide your head back over your shoulders. You should be able to bring your head back over your shoulders. If that hurts, then you definitely need to be checked out because you definitely have a neurological issue in your neck and it's creating spinal pain and the pain's a signal. All right, so chiropractic's too risky. This is one thing I want to talk about. So many people have fear of getting adjusted. Truth is, it's much less risky than going to your doctor and taking medication. The truth is, getting adjusted promotes health and decreases the risk of stroke and other things like that. I hear that all the time. Doesn't it cause a stroke? And matter of fact, the research has shown it decreases the chance of stroke, which I feel is pretty phenomenal. So when you think about it and you break it down, I'm going to get into a couple studies here. They showed it decreases headaches, which is incredible. It decreases opioid use. It's been shown to be very safe and effective for neck and low back pain. It improves idiopathic scoliosis. If you have scoliotic curves, helps out tremendously, and it reduces downstream medical costs. So if you're concerned for medical costs down line, I tell people if you get care, it's an investment. Take care of your body now. You don't have to pay for care later. So if you're someone listening to this saying, hey, it all sounds good, but I don't know what to do. I tell you, the best thing you got to do is take an x-ray. Just take an x-ray of your spine and nervous system. It'll tell you how it's shifted out of position, where the arthritis and damage is to your spine, which is usually where the pain's coming from, how to correct it and how correctable you can get back to, and really the course of correcting the spine to lead to better health. You know, we do that in office. We do very, very high level corrective chiropractic care. We're in Fishkill, New York. Right, we're at Route 84 and Route 9 meets right in that area in Fishkill, New York. And if you want to come into the office and get checked out, I'm going to open up 5 free appointments for anybody listening to this radio show right now to come in and do an x-ray. Maybe you have pain. Maybe you're suffering with pain. Maybe life sucks right now and you're saying, I'm taking drugs, doing everything I can, but it's not helping. Maybe you have headaches. maybe your hands are, you know, numb or your feet are numb. Those are all signs that you have nerve pressure, and those nerves you have pressure on to go to organs and other tissues in your body. So if you have low back pain, you likely have digestive issues, reproductive issues, hormonal problems. They go hand in hand. Maybe you have neuropathy down your leg. That's coming from your low back. If you have neck pain, you could have thyroid issues, numbness in your hands. You could have all sorts of immune system issues up in your upper body, get sick more frequently. You know, all these things can develop because you have these issues up there. You have pain, irritation, maybe you have no pain in your spine. You just have the health issues in your body. If you're someone who wants to try to figure it out, give us a call, or you can text us as well. So you can text us the word posture. The number is 845-896-1200. Now we'll do 5 appointments for free this week. Come in, do the entire exam process, get x-rays, meet with me. We'll go over all your information, and then we'll discuss your future. No guarantee for care. Just we'll discuss your future, what you can do to be better. And for some people, that is the most incredible aspect of coming in, learning what you can do to be healthier. And so many people, so many of you listening to the show, you really want to be healthier. That's why you're listening to the show. And that's why I offer this to you guys, because I really want you guys to be as healthy as you can be. So give us a call, 845-896-1200, or just text that number. You could text the word posture, and we're going to get back to you on Monday morning, and we're going to, you know, set up a time for you, have you come in and get you checked out, get you on a way to being healthier. That's 845-896-1200. Text us the word posture, or call us and leave a message with your name, your phone number. We'll get back to you and try to help you get on track to being as healthy as you can possibly be. All right. So as I shared earlier, I went over the top 10 health concerns of Americans, right? The top things that are affecting Americans, their quality of life. And the number one thing out of all the things that are concerning Americans is obesity and excess weight in their body. Now, I'll tell you what. Now, chances are you'll hear someone say, I have excess weight in my body, obesity. I want to be healthier. But most people just want to look better. I hate to say it's a very superficial goal. Most people just want to look better and then feel better too. It's important. But obesity affects your body so many ways. And since 50% of our country right around there is obese, while 78% of people are overweight, it's incredible how many people are holding on to extra weight in their body. It's such an epidemic. It's creating more health issues than ever before in our country. You start to see stuff going on with them. And there's a lot of lies we sell ourselves. But I'm going to get into a couple things, some myths. And these myths are super important for understanding the lies really in the weight loss industry. So number one is eat less, move more. That's the answer. And, you know, this has wrecked more metabolisms than fixed. So when you look at how people chronically undereat, your body panics. It burns fewer calories, right? If you eat less food, your body's going to burn fewer calories, going to hold on to more fat, and it's going to ruin your metabolism. So when you understand how this happens, you need to focus on real food. And you need to get your body running better. So that's what we do with our clients all the time. We focus on getting them real food, right? So you're eating real food, then your body, it knows what to do with it. Your body knows how to compute. It understands what real food is. All the hyper-processed food, it doesn't understand it. It wants to get rid of it as quick as it can. Damages your digestive system. And then you have all this bloating, sluggishness, everything else because you're eating poorly. So you really have to, if you're going to be doing a diet protocol and eating less food for a short time, you really have to have someone who really knows what they're doing, coaching and guiding through the process. Because if you're eating less food just randomly, it's going to mess you up. And you really need to add in the specific nutrients your body's missing so you're going to be satisfied. We're overfed in this country while we're really undernourished. So if you plug in the proper nourishment, the proper nutrients, the micronutrients, and your body doesn't want to eat as much food, right now it starts seeking those things and wants to eat some more food. Second thing is carbs are evil. I agree, carbs are evil, but the wrong carbs are evil. So if you're eating carbs, carbohydrates from fruits, vegetables, that's fine. I love them. They're great. But if you're doing junk food, right, you're eating breads, pastas, all the hyper sugar, high fructose corn syrup stuff, that'll destroy your metabolism. That'll make you heavier than ever before. And it's so tempting. They make it so enticing, so delicious, but you need to be very smart. And once again, discipline is so important. So you need to discipline yourself. And when we have people in our office eat well, they understand over time, they don't crave it. So if you're eating well, you lose the craving for simple carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates. People that say, I know that that ice cream is delicious. I get it, but I don't crave it. It's not calling my name anymore. So I like telling people, once you get so pure, your body's running so well, you can taste water. I know it sounds crazy, but I have people, they say, I know what you mean now. I could taste water. Water tastes delicious. Fruit is dessert. All these things. Once you recalibrate your taste buds, now your body processes the food, then it's real easy. And you enjoy fruit for dessert and you enjoy water because it tastes good to you. All right. One of the biggest myths is you have to exercise like crazy to lose weight. This is the biggest backfire myth you could ever have, right? So once you overtrain, and overtrain happens very easily when you have a poor diet and you have low nutrition. So overtraining can really, really mess you up. You need to be super careful or else it can wreck you. Now, if you're an Olympic athlete, overtraining would take an extreme amount of exertion. But when your body isn't functioning well, when you're malnourished, and many people are malnourished, so most people that are overweight have malnourishment in their body, then you can overtrain very easily. So it's so important to understand what overtraining means and how exercise can really affect your body. One of the things I'll tell you, if you exercise a lot and your body's shape hasn't changed, maybe you lost a little bit of weight, but you still have the same shape, you're bigger through the hips, the butt and the gut. I say if you have high butt and gut fat levels compared to the rest of your body, then you fall into the category of being a hard loser. And if you're a hard loser, it's very difficult to get your body lean just trying to eat right and exercise. You need to have something that's much more interventional to get leaner. And it's so true, you know, hard losers, that's pretty much everybody now. Everybody pretty much is a hard loser and they have so many problems because of that. Next thing up, if the scale's not moving, nothing's working. This is a weird myth, but it's so true because we have people in our office and they get their hormones working much better for them. They feel much better. Their sex drives back. You know, mentally they feel better. And hormonally, they put on lean mass. So they put on muscle, which weighs more than fat, and the scale doesn't move, but all their body composition numbers are changing. So it's real important. Your body can remain the same weight. Weight loss isn't the answer. But if you get leaner and replace muscle, you don't really replace muscle with fat, but get rid of fat as you're gaining muscle, then that's a phenomenal way to lose weight. It means your metabolism's healing, it's correcting, you're working much better, and that's tremendous. Next thing is probably the biggest myth I hear all the time, that's age kills your metabolism. You get older, and because of that, your metabolism dies. I'm gonna break that down for you. It's real important to understand this. Age doesn't kill your metabolism. Having bigger malnourishment issues does. So over time, as you're eating poor foods, your body's going to become more malnourished in micronutrients, and then your body's going to have a slower metabolism because of that. If your body's working well and you have everything plugged in, all the nutrients plugged in, you can have no problem losing weight. You're probably going to be lean in the first place, so it's not going to be a problem for you. You know, those people who you see working outside in the summer, you know, they have their shirts off and they have abs and muscles, don't even work out. You know, those disgusting people. And I'm kidding, of course, but these people, they do have a great metabolism. And I feel everybody should have a great metabolism. Wouldn't that be wonderful if you had a great metabolism? If you're just leaner easily, if your body got rid of fat easily, you went for a walk and you got in better shape, you went to the gym, you got in a better shape. That happens. We have people all the time that happens to, but you really need to fix how your body's working metabolically. So many people have metabolic disease that crushes their dreams, right? And if you hold on to weight due to poor function in your body, that eventually leads to more disease and you die younger. So the healthier people now are the longest living people later. And that's an important thing to remember, right? If you're doing the right stuff now, you're going to live longer later. And you know, doing the right stuff sometimes can get you to the goal. Otherwise, sometimes you need some sort of intervention. You need someone to help you get there because you really need to discover what you're deficient in. So many people walk around every day hoping to be healthier, hoping to be lighter, investing, paying money on diet foods, thinking that's the answer. And meanwhile, they're deficient, 30 to 80% deficient is what the sign says, in vitamins and minerals that their body's desperately seeking. And your body's going to say, you know, go get more food, eat more calories. I don't care what you have to do. You need to find these nutrients in order to be healthier and also in order to lose weight, you know, be more fit. So, you know, so many people are going through life saying, you know, I'm okay. And as I said earlier, you become content with where you're at. You say, this is just my life. I have pain in my stomach every time I eat. I get bloated. Yeah, I have trouble going to the bathroom. I'm overweight. I'm not finding my soulmate, my partner, whatever the thing you're saying is going on with you. there really is simple solutions. I'm not joking with you. There's simple ways to overcome these issues if you just know how to do it. You know, with our clients, they come in with weight loss, right? They come in and we have our company, Hudson Valley Weight Loss. We've been in business since 2016 and we've seen thousands of people lose tons of weight, but in a very, very healthy way. We also do nutrition too, help people to become more nutritionally fit and healthier. But the biggest thing we do is we tell people exactly what you need nutritionally. So many people are reading stuff online, magnesium, whatever nutrient you think your body needs, and you take these nutrients, you throw them against the wall and you hope some of it sticks. But it's hard to tell, right? You don't feel a big difference with supplements and nutrients. It's so important to figure out exactly what your body needs. So there is testing. There truly is testing to find out what you're deficient in, what your body truly needs. Most of it's done through resonant frequency technology, you know. So we use a company, we use a machine that it tells you exactly what you're deficient in. As a matter of fact, it tells you exactly which nutrients you need. So we have supplement companies that we love. We know they're very pure, very good for you. And we find out exactly which supplements you need and what amount to replace the stuff that's unique to you, what you're deficient in. And once you replace these things, your body tends to work tremendously better. You feel better, you function better, and you drop weight. Of course, we have coaching. We get guides, tell you how to eat, all this stuff, but you really lose a lot of weight very quickly. Matter of fact, somewhere between 20 to 40 pounds in a little over a month, 40 days. I know it's crazy, but in 40 days, you could be down 20 to 40 pounds. And then we teach you how to maintain that and for the rest of your life, have a great metabolism. So if you're someone who wants to try to take advantage of that, you want to come in, you can text us at 845-896-1200. Text the word LOSS, L-O-S-S, and we'll get back to you. But if you text us at 845-896-1200, or just give us a call and say, I want to lose weight, I want to come in, we'll do the whole process for free, show you exactly what you need to do to be healthier and get you on track. Once again, it's 845-896-1200. I love you guys. Bless you. Have a great week. I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday morning with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.